What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning here for the Daily Juice, always being brought to you by BetMGM, wherever you get your audio podcasts, and YouTube for the video. So if you're watching on YouTube, I can show you. We are 100% drinking at the moment because that game got over about 30 minutes ago. I'm about as mad as I've been in a really long time. And it's only, 1.1 units, went 2-2 on the prop bets. The Donald Parham situation was scary as hell. I mean, hopefully that guy's okay. So that was, for the first drive of the game, kind of a precursor for the whole night, unfortunately. But Kelsey gets there for us. We get over by a half a yard on Justin Herbert, over 15 and a half. He had 16, so we just got that. Kelsey easy, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire does not go for 56 and a half. And then Donald Parham situation, obviously. So 2-2 on the props. So down a little juice there, and then down one unit because the Chargers head coach is a bleeping moron. And I hate that I'm this mad, and I hate that I'm resorting into name calling for people because I hate that. I hate that I'm doing this. I hate that I'm this mad, but there's just certain things in football that you're just the analytical community. I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. You guys are doing to football what baseball had happened to it. You're screwing the game up. You're just screwing the game up. And I got to say it, you're driving me crazy. And I'm really, if I hear one more time about what the analytics say you should do in a football game, I'm mad that I punched the bag and went to the gym today because I need to go back. And I'm that angry at the moment as to you leave so many points on the field. Like, what are you doing? The game should have been 23-13. The lead should have been 7 at the half. I mean, there's just so many things where you're like, take the damn points, guy. Just take the damn points. Stop being an idiot. Stop trying to look like the smartest guy in the room. What the hell is it with head coaches with the Chargers who just won't do the smart thing? I don't care what the book or the sheet tells you you're supposed to do, all right? That game was for the division. That was for the division. You can't just screw that up at that point. This is the NFL. This is the highest level. You can't screw this up. You can't be that stupid over and over and over again. It just doesn't. Your locker room has to look at you and go like, man, you're a clown. What are you doing? We're trying to win against the two-time defending AFC champs at home. We beat them already. We win this game. And we're tied. We have the tiebreaker against the Chiefs. We're in first place going down the stretch. The defense was gassed. Absolutely gassed. Look, I saw it coming. Everyone saw it coming from a mile away. The defense was exhausted. They have nothing left. It was an impressive run by Kelsey, but it was just like they couldn't do anything. They were exhausted. They had been on the field for so long that they just got tired. And I don't blame the defense for giving up a touchdown there. That's just the rules in the NFL, which suck. I mean, the overtime rules suck. Okay, let's just be honest. This idea of like both teams don't get to touch the football is so dumb and has to change. It really is stupid. Third time in NFL history that three games have been decided on touchdowns in overtime to end the game. And I'm 1-2. Okay. I got burned with the Cowboys and the Patriots. I was on +3.5 for the Patriots. Cowboys touchdown and they cover. I got it with the Bills last week. We got that win with the Bucks scoring a touchdown that made it 1-1. And now I'm 1-2 on those overtime touchdowns. You knew a field goal was coming, but they had to find a way to stop them. And in a coin flip, it just sucks. I mean, there's no other way around it. Like the fact that one team does not touch the football and it's just a tired defense in overtime in a big game and the offenses don't both get a chance. It really is stupid. It's typical of the NFL, really. I mean, it's a stupid rule. Everyone knows it's a stupid rule, but they just leave it alone for whatever reason because it's like they're trying to have this like, we're concerned about player safety. Like, no, you're not. Like, what are you doing? No, you're not. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm so angry. I cracked open the scotch and I'm just, yeah, I'm here. I don't know. I'm just beside myself at the moment, and it's only a one unit loss. It just shouldn't. We were on the right side, and it just infuriates me. It shouldn't bother me, but it infuriates me when people pound their chest to be like, Chiefs all the way, man. Like what do you like? What? No. Like, okay. I'm happy for you. You cashed. That's great. But you shouldn't have like, if you had the under, I'm sorry. The play was to tease it, right? That was the play. Tease it up to 9. And I thought about doing that. I really did, but I'm trying to stay away from totals. And for that reason, why tonight, you know, the game was under, how many turnovers did they have inside the red zone, stopping on fourth down? Like, I mean, that game should have flown over, but it was trending under. And then what was like 35 points in the fourth quarter in overtime got scored? Like, that's just stupid. Dumb game. So here's where I am today. I've already given you the plays for both bowl games. I've already given you Toledo minus 10 and Northern Illinois plus 10.5. I'm taking both MAC teams here, plus the points and laying the points for their bowl games tonight. So I gave that last week when I was brain dead and I thought I was betting last week. Now we're betting this week because bowl season now is here. So that's already in play. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you my first NFL play for the weekend. And this may be a little bit of a controversial pick here. Okay. Let's talk Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers. Line is 1.5. It's pretty readily available everywhere right now. Okay. Titans on the year, 8-5 against the number. Obviously they're really banged up. No AJ Brown and no Derrick Henry. Pittsburgh 5-8 against the number. Pittsburgh at home 2-5 against the number. Tennessee is 4-2 on the road against the number. Let's just quickly look at this idea that Pittsburgh as a home or road dog under Mike Tomlin is a great bet. Okay. Buffalo, they were 6.5-point dogs game one. They won by 7. Okay. Tomlin 1-0 as a dog against the spread. Green Bay on the road, catching 6.5. They lost by 10. Didn't cover. Against Denver at home, catching plus 1.5. They won by 8. 2-1 against the number. They were catching 5.5 or 5 against the Cleveland Browns. They won that game by 5. Okay. 3-1 against the number. And then we get into the later part of the year where of the last 4 games, they have been a dog in all 4 of those games. They have lost 3 of the 4 games they've been a dog to straight up. They're 2-2 against the number. 6.5-point dog to the Chargers on the road, lost by 4. 3.5-point dog to the Cincinnati Bengals at home, on the road, lost by 31. 4-point dogs at home against Baltimore. That game should have gone to overtime, but it did not. They went for 2. They won by 1. They were very fortunate. And then 3.5 points, losing by 8 as 3.5-point dogs last week on the road at the Minnesota Vikings. On the flip side, the Titans aren't playing great. We know this. They're very banged up, but they still have Ryan Tannehill and they still have Julio Jones to be out there and some guys, some backup players who have come in and played pretty well. I like this Titans defense a lot. They're very hard to run on. More on them here in a second. But last week they won by, you know, laying 8.5. They won 20-0 against Jacksonville. Okay. Week before that, they were catching 7 points on the road against New England. They got punked, lost by 23. The week before that, they took on Houston, lost by 9, laying 10 points. That was like the what? Then the game before that, they were 3-point favorites and they won by 2 against New Orleans. I actually think the Titans got a little right yesterday or last week against Jacksonville. Okay. I think their defense started to come around. I think their offense started to find some identity, trying to find where they're going to go. Okay. I think Pittsburgh is a bad team. I've been saying this for a while. I think they're a bad team. And I'm just not believing in this team. It's why I bet the under 8.5 wins for this team. They're 6-6 on the year, okay? 12 games in. And I just look at the Titans at 9-4. And I'm like, I just think this Titans team defensively is going to be able to make this offense one-dimensional for Pittsburgh. The Titans right now, to run on them is not easy, okay? They are the number 2 rushing defense per game given up in the NFL, 90.9 yards per game, number 2. They're number 3 in terms of rushes. They're hard to run on and you stop running on them. 4 rushes 4 yards per rush is eighth best. They're number two in weighted DVOA against the run right now. Now you can throw on these guys a little bit, okay? And 6.6 yards per pass play, 250 yards. It's 15th and 22nd in the NFL. But I think if you make Ben Roethlisberger stay in the pocket and you let that defensive pass rush go after it, I think it's going to be a real low scoring slobber knocker of a football game. I like the under, but I'm not playing totals like you guys know here. I got a short number here and I think I got the better football team. I don't care. The 9 wins, that doesn't bother me all that much. And there's steam coming in here on Pittsburgh. Okay. It was 1.5, went to 2, has been down. I saw it as low as a pick at certain books. It's been ping ponging around. Okay. There's a lot of disagreements on this, but I don't like Pittsburgh. And I don't buy this Mike Tomlin is a dog narrative, because you know what? Mike Tomlin might close as a pick or a favorite. So right now, Mike Tomlin is a dog here on a Friday. But I don't know if Mike Tomlin's going to be a dog come Sunday. Okay. So this total being 43, it's 1.5. I guess I could get burned on that hook and you may want to wait and you may find one. I laid the 1.5. I just think I got Mike Vrabel on the road and a chance for the Titans to get 10 wins, get a victory. The 10 wins will cash our over 9.5 wins for the Titans. So they win this, they cash that ticket, they win this, and we get the cash on the game. And Pittsburgh is now down, and there's a good shot that Pittsburgh winds up does not get the over 8.5 wins. I think they're going to get to 8. I don't think Pittsburgh is going to get to 9. And that's obviously the number that we're going to be watching closely, is do they get to 9? The Steelers' remaining schedule, by the way, they play the Titans at home on Sunday. They play at the Chiefs. Then they play home for the Browns and they play at the Ravens. Okay. They're 6-6-1 currently right now. And I think they're going to win maybe one more game. Maybe they beat the Browns. Maybe they beat the Ravens, but I don't know. This is a game. The Titans win this game. I think there's a real good shot that Pittsburgh wins 6 games and they lose out and they just fall flat and we cash that under 8.5 ticket. I'm going with the Titans here. I know there's a lot of people that are going to go and ride the train and ride the trend of Mike Tomlin as a dog. I'm just not buying it personally. I'm just not a believer in it. I'm going to go ahead and take the minus or lay the 1.5 with the Titans for one unit here coming up on Sunday. All right. So we got Toledo minus 10. We've got Northern Illinois plus 10.5. And now we got the Titans minus 1.5 on the road at Pittsburgh. I'm not going to get over this loss for the Chargers for a bit. Saturday night, we got Patriots Colts. We got a wacko game with the Cleveland Browns and the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, what are we up to, like 19 players now for Cleveland in the COVID protocols? We got 25 players for the Rams in the COVID protocols. I mean, what are we doing? I'm just going to go have a couple more drinks and go to bed. And then we're going to come back tomorrow, hopefully be a little happier in a better mood. But just a awful coaching performance. Brandon Staley, that loss, your team not winning the division and your team maybe missing the postseason is all on you. Awful. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt each and every morning. Hopefully a better morning tomorrow. Daily Juice Podcast here on BettingPros.com.